Local cyclists are so happy with some recent bike network improvements, they've told Delta Council how they feel. In an April 15 letter, the Delta Committee of Hub Cycling said fixing gaps in the cycling network allows families to cycle or walk to schools, shops, parks, and workplaces. These connections are essential for our community's health and livability, said the letter from Neil Pope and Roel Schutman. It pointed out 5 recent improvements that have made a big difference for those who cycle Delta streets. Creating a culvert bridge at the foot of 34th Street allows a reconnection of Greenway dikes between Sawa Sen, Ladner and Sawa Senator First Nation. Upgrading the culvert at 56th Street and 6th Avenue gives a better connection between Southlands and Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center. Upgrading the Tilbury bike route along River Road creates a better cycle commuter connection between North and South Delta. Reconnection of the top of the dike near 46A Street allows an off-road connection between Ladner Harbor and Ladner Reach Marina, on River Road West. Ongoing intersection improvements throughout Delta that help cyclists. Pope said the first project on 34th Street means the new culvert bridge spares pedestrians and cyclists from having to wade into the ditch to get across. And now, we have a nice, beautiful bridge, going over the dike, so we're really thrilled to see that happen. That was something we asked for in the past, he said. That's a huge benefit for the cycling and the hiking community. The second key project was installing a culvert bridge over a ditch at 56th Street and 6th Avenue, allowing cyclists and pedestrians easier access to the multi-use path and creating a seamless route from Southlands to Windskill Aquatic Center. And now, we have a nice connection to Windskill, all the way from Southlands to Windskill, he said. The group though is hoping for improvements on the multi-use path between 6th and 8th Avenues. Reconnecting the dike top near 46A Street has also been done after several years of work, he pointed out. There are long-term plans to improve cycling and pedestrian access from Ladner Village to Westham Island Bridge. The city is aware of River Road West's popularity and its poor condition, he added. But that's still a ways off. In the long run, they want to improve River Road West, which is a big issue for the cycling community, and it's very actively used by cyclists, he said. That's a big project and depends on what happens to the dikes, he added. Pope said there are 2 approaches to building cycling lanes. One is simply by painting a line for a bike lane on a road shoulder if there's enough space. The other is building a multi-use pathway. Both approaches have pros and cons, depending on the location. Generally, commuter cyclists on road bikes are more likely to use bike lanes, he added. Ultimately, we just need to have a combination of both, Pope said, adding that creating bike lanes can be simple and relatively cheap. So if you just use bollards and green paint, the cost is super low and the effectiveness is very good on a lot of situations. The issue is when a bike lane takes away parking. When no one is losing their parking, it's a no-brainer to mark off a bike lane on a road shoulder, providing there's 1.5 meters of space, Pope said. With pieces of the pedaling puzzle being put into place, Hub Next wants to see improvement in wayfinding, or signs, that show cyclists and motorists the major cycling and multi-use paths. It would also be good to see more, share the road signs in rural areas, as well as official bike routes signed at intersections, he added. We're asking for a good relook here, to hopefully sign all the cycling routes here, he said.